lineup on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Sedin is not English for punch me or headlock me in a scrum.
Oh, Brian Burke, please don't be muzzled long as he departs the or steps back from the Calgary Flames organization, that word coming down earlier this morning. Rise and shine from the hockey news. We are joined by Ryan Kennedy on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, happy draft lottery eve to you this morning. So,
indeed.
They've changed the format a little bit, kind of trying to extend the drama and suspense. Do you like it?
Personally, I don't, because it was kind of fun in past years when you could kind of tick off which teams were left, and then you got that immediate impact of, ooh, looks like Dallas is moving up or Philadelphia's moving up. You wanted to get that sort of completion there. You wanted to see who was going to get it. But I understand. They're doing it because they can, and, hey, we just live with it, I guess.
We know it's going to be Rasmus Dahlin in all likelihood, barring a miracle for another player down the stretch here, or somebody's just total gaffed by a team to go in a different direction. But who's number two on your draft board as you head go closer and closer to the summer from the NHL draft?
For me, it's Andrei Svechnikov from the Barrie Colts. He just has such a great talent package. He's got size. He skates very well. I mean, he can put the puck in the net. I was talking to his old GM, John Van Beesbrouck, the former Rangers goaltender who had him at USHL Muskegon, and he said, like, this kid goes to the net like Mark Messier. And he says, I don't say that as an illustrative point. Like, you know, it's like he doesn't like Mark Messier. He goes to the crease, like, he'll pay the price. I just think there's so much upside there, and it's going to be tough to pass on Svechnikov, even though there's some very nice players around that area.
Ryan, Rasmus Dahlin is obviously the clear-cut favorite to go number one, this franchise-changing defenseman, but the Canucks are desperate for upgrading their blue line. In your opinion, who else is out there that they should be looking at if they're going to pick round sixth or wherever the balls may fall?
Well, there's actually a really nice cohort of puck-moving defensemen available after Dahlin, so it's a really good year if you need a blue liner. And I would look at Adam Boqvist right now from Sweden, had a great World Under-18s. He's actually still playing at the World Under-18s. Quinn Hughes at the University of Michigan, another kid that, you know, has sort of the same smaller frame, but just amazing with the puck, and that's what you want in this modern NHL. And as you go down the list, I mean, there's a couple of other options. Evan Bouchard with the London Knights of the OHL. He's not a dynamic skater, but he's got more size, and I've been told he's the best passer in the entire draft. You know, it makes that 60-foot stretch pass like no one else. He actually led the Knights in scoring this year, which is incredible for a blue liner. And, you know, if you're really unlucky with the guys you wanted, Ty Smith from Spokane is another excellent puck-moving defenseman. Played for Canada, the World Under-18s as well. So plenty of options in that range. There's also Noah Dobson out in the queue who's got size and he can move the puck. So, I mean, if the Canucks want a defenseman, there's definitely going to be one there for the taking.
Ryan, the Canucks could pick as low as ninth. So give me your opinion on the level of players from tier one through tier whatever if they end up picking at number nine.
Well, I think they would have some options, and, you know, most likely Noah Dobson would still be on the board. Ty Smith will still be on the board. These are very good players. I mean, when you look at Dobson in particular, when I talked to a Quebec League scout about him, he said, like, this kid has only scratched the surface. You know, there's so much potential in him. He's still growing into his frame, but he's an excellent skater, and, you know, he can put points on the board for you from the blue line. So I'm not sure how much of a difference there is. I mean, there's certainly a bit of a drop-off between a Dobson or a Ty Smith and, you know, an Adam Boqvist or a Quinn Hughes. But I don't think it's that much of a drop-off. And the benefit of Dobson is that he has size. Ty Smith, he's kind of in the 5'10", 5'11 range like Boqvist and Hughes. But he's the best pick in the Dub this year. It's not really even close. He's the best WHL player available, and I think he's going to be a very good NHLer someday.
We're talking to Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News here on Sportsnet 650. Look, we're obviously biased in this market as to which team most desperately needs the first overall selection in the NHL draft lottery tomorrow, but who in your mind, I guess from more of an unbiased perspective, or at least will claim you to be unbiased here, Ryan, but who most likely needs this first overall pick in your mind of the franchises around the NHL?
Well, I would say Buffalo, particularly because it is a defenseman in Rasmus Dahlin that is the big prize. If you put him on the Sabres, I think a lot of their problems go away because things just fit much better. You know, they're solid down the middle with Jack Eichel, Ryan O'Reilly, and Casey Mittelstadt coming in, but their back end's been a mess for years, and Rasmus Ristolainen plays way too much. If you get Rasmus Dahlin in there, all of a sudden you can dial back Ristolainen's minutes, and you've got another guy there that is legitimately a top-pairing defenseman. They don't have a lot of legitimate top four guys in Buffalo right now. I will say, however, that if Vancouver does get the first pick, that solves a lot of the Canucks' problems as well. I would be very happy in terms of how the Canucks would be structured if they got Dahlin, because all of a sudden you still have Chris Tanev in his prime. You've got some really nice forwards coming up with Elias Pettersson and Adam Gaudette, and of course Brock Besser already making an impact. So I think Buffalo and Vancouver are the two teams that I would see benefiting the most structurally from Dahlin.
And this is, you know, you wrote a great story at the beginning of the season, kind of projecting what the Canucks might look like down the road. And, you know, how far do you see this team off right now?
I see them probably another year or two off, which is not a bad thing. I think it's going to be organic, and that's what you want. You know, if you look at the future Canucks, Thatcher Demko is your starting netminder, but you don't want to throw him right into the fire. I mean, I think a best-case scenario is that Demko splits time between Utica and Vancouver next year, maybe gets a couple of starts, just sees how things operate up there, but you want him getting minutes, and Utica's the place to do that. You know, you know you're not going to be a playoff team next year. That's fine. You want to see what Elias Pettersson can do. You want to see if Adam Gaudette can go straight from the NCAA ostensibly to the NHL. You want Brock Besser to build on his excellent season. Bo Horvat, I would expect him to be the guy up front. I think he's the one with the potential to be that number one center, you know, maybe not on the level of, you know, a Crosby or McDavid, but I think with all the other compliments they have, particularly if Elias Pettersson hits the ground running, they can be very solid. I think they'll be a fun team next year, kind of like what we saw with the Leafs a couple of seasons ago, and to a lesser extent, New Jersey this year, where you play the kids and just see what happens, and you let the chips fall where they
Sportsnet 650.